Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, I read this story and it made me want to pull my hair out. At a certain point in time, between the media and stupid people, the world is going to come to an end. There's two types of people I have mad respect for: doctors and physicists. And I have mad respect for lots of people, but if you were to put at the top of the list people I respect for their intelligence and their work ethics and everything else, it would be doctors and physicists. Yet, a study comes out that says to people, hey, doctors, you may want to be careful of your social media because people may see that and judge you accordingly. And then the news media writes a story that basically puts a narrative on it. And then the doctors read the doctored story, the one with a fake narrative on it, and they decide to protest. Now, what are some of the great, healthy, prove me wrong protests that someone could do? Well, you could write an article. You could write the authors and explain yourself. There's lots of ways you could do it. But how about, I don't know, posting the exact pictures that they were talking about not posting? Maybe not going on to Twitter and posting bikini photos. Oh, well, that totally proves the study wrong. You sure got me. I'm going to try to read this without getting angry. I have no promises for you, but let me get recording here and you'll see. Like, I just lost a ton of respect for doctors. I seriously did. Because, again, doctors, if they come up and say, hey, this is what's wrong with you, I assume they've read the research. I've assumed that they have done, they understand what they're talking about. But here, if you can't even read the study, but you want to read an article and base all your anger off that, how can I believe you're doing any medicine? Now, remember these words I'm going to read on this article because it's important, because none of them are true, basically. From July 24th, which is like 2 days ago, doctors post bikini photos to protest a study that calls them unprofessional. There's the first lie. The study did not call them unprofessional. Let's move on. Medical professionals around the world are posting bikini selfies to protest a study that suggests the pics are unprofessional. That's lie number two. The study, which appeared in the Journal of Vascular Surgery, suggested that patients may choose their hospital, doctor, or medical facility based in part on how professional a doctor's publicly available social media content appears. I am one of those people. If I see every picture on your social media is you getting blasted at the beach and partying it up and you're in suggestive poses, I'm out. That's not the type of person that I think takes life seriously enough to be my doctor. The researchers created fake social media profiles in order to study each medical professional's personal photos and determine that 31 of the 235 medical residents they studied had unprofessional or potentially unprofessional content. The study, now you notice this links to Insider, and if you go to Insider, it links to something else and something else. It's a game of telephone. By the time you get to the last article, I swear they get everything wrong. They do the same thing with regular news too. The study defined unprofessional behavior as drinking alcohol, using profane language, wearing Halloween costumes, that is a lie, and sharing bikini photos, that is a lie. What are the lies? Wearing naughty, like suggestive Halloween costumes, not just Halloween costumes, and sharing bikini photos? No, wearing or sharing photos that are risky bikini photos. And I'm going to show you this part here in a moment, so bear with me. But again, if you can't, like, this makes me mad at the media because they lie. This makes me mad at social media because everybody just gangbusters on, I'm going to be stunning and brave and show myself in a bikini. I'll show you. You've done nothing but make yourselves look like idiots and reactionary. And number three, these are doctors that are supposed to be studying and be the smart ones, and they fall for the fake news media. Although the study was published last December, it went viral among medical pros this week, many of whom objected to the way it was conducted. And they go through here and they start but again, here's what somebody says. Apparently, it's unprofessional for doctors to post social media pics wearing bikinis and drinking alcohol. So here's me doing both. That's not what they said. Also deemed unprofessional, profanity, and political talk. But these dudes can F off because healthcare should be free at the point of care. Okay, you just proved their point because now you're cursing on a post. You're professional. So let's look at it the way they explain this. And I'll try to go through this part quickly because it's a little dry, but I want you to see how people, the media lies to you, and then people go way over reactionary on those lies. Here's the study. Prevalence of unprofessional social media content among young vascular surgeons. And the reason why they put this study out is to explain that, hey, if you're going to be a doctor, you may want to watch this stuff or you may lose patients. Or the medical facility where you work may lose patients because people look at this and you want a doctor to be extremely professional because it's your health, your life is in their care. Abstract, the objective. It has been demonstrated that publicly available social media content may affect patient choice of physician, hospital, and medical facility. Furthermore, such content has the potential to affect professional reputation among peers and employees. Our goal was to evaluate that extent of unprofessional social media content among recent vascular surgery fellows and residents. So what they're saying is, we're going to help you. We're going to do this study to help you. But remember, this one says, here at the top, it calls them unprofessional. No, it's not calling you unprofessional. It's warning you that you may want to pay attention or you may be looked at unprofessional. Big difference. Methods. They go through and explain how they did it. They basically made up a fake profile and then on social media, and then they went through and found people that they could find that were also doctors and so on and so forth. I'll leave the study down below if you want to drill into it. Results. There were 480 vascular surgeons identified. 325 of them, or 68%, almost 70% of them, were male. Has nothing to do with bikini photos on the male ones, wouldn't you say? 95% had held medical degrees, and 115, or 24%, were integrated vascular surgery residents. Of these, 235 had publicly identifiable social media accounts across all platforms. 61 of them, or 26%, account holders had either clearly unprofessional or potentially unprofessional content. 8 accounts, I'll just read the percentages. 3.4% contained content categorized as clearly unprofessional, which is obvious alcohol intoxication. In 3 Facebook accounts, an uncensored profanity or offensive comments about colleagues, work, or patients. Hey, if you're using like profanity and offensive comments about your patients or your colleagues or your workers, yeah, you think I want to come see you? How do I know you're not saying that about me after I'm your patient? Oh my gosh, did you see the problem on that guy? I gotta post a picture and a comment. Or maybe not the picture, but at least the comment. And yeah, you don't have to identify the patient because of patient-doctor confidentiality, but it doesn't mean you can't obviously say something bad about them if they found it. They continue on, potentially unprofessional content appeared in 25% of the counts and included holding, consuming alcohol, and this is what they said is potentially unprofessional, holding alcohol or holding or consuming alcohol, 12% controversial political comments, 9% inappropriate offensive attire, 3.8% censored profanity, and 3.4% controversial social topics, 2.5%, and controversial religious comments, 0.9%. Conclusions. 1/2 of recent and soon-to-be graduating vascular surgery trainees had identifiable social media account, with more than 1/4 of those containing unprofessional content. Account holders who self-identify as vascular surgeons were more likely to be associated with unprofessional social media behavior. Young surgeons should be aware of the permanent public exposure of unprofessional content that can be accessed by peers, patients, current and future employers. At no point did anyone call any of them, whether they use the words over here, call them unprofessional. They didn't call them unprofessional. They said you may be at the risk of being seen as unprofessional by possible patients and future workplaces. See how they lied on all that. Here's the graphic. So 235 had publicly identifiable social media, 25% potentially on professional content. Holding or consuming alcohol, controversial political comments, inappropriate offensive attire, censored profanity, controversial social topics, controversial religious comments. 3.4% clearly unprofessional. Clear alcohol intoxication, uncensored profanity, offensive comments about colleagues, works, and patients. This was the study right there. Did you hear me read anything about specifically women, bikinis, etc.? No. They're talking about suggestive. And here is one of the women that says, oh yeah, well, here's me in a bikini. Take that, offensive. This is not offensive. This is not what they were talking about. If I saw this on your social media and you're a doctor, I'd be like, good for you, getting your vitamin D. You go for it, girl. Good on you. This one, I'd say, well, let's do this one.
She'd definitely be boner of the month.
She's an attractive woman. And here she's in her meds. And here, now the only thing I might look here is and say, wow, that's one kind of weak boyfriend that he's going to be your photographer, because obviously this looks like a GQ cover magazine. But I wouldn't say she's unprofessional. Again, these are not risque. This is not what they were talking about. Here's another woman that posted. Now, these are all on the hashtag. What was the hashtag here? Let me scroll down here and read it again. This is hashtag medbikini, M-E-D-B-I-K-I-N-I, medbikini. And these are the responses to it. This is not what they were talking about. This is someone jumping off a pier enjoying herself. If she's my doctor, hey, I'm cool with that. Go get some, man. This one. Let me zoom in here a little bit. Very attractive woman. Not a big, like, it's not a big bathing suit. It's kind of revealing. And she's enjoying a starfish. There's no point that if I saw her again, I might be like, ooh, hi, doctor. It's good to see you. But there's not going to be a point where I say, oh, well, I don't want this person to be my doctor. No. Or we could go see the kinky med girl. Now, I'm gonna leave this up unedited. Please, I'm begging you, and I mean this seriously. Do not go and give her harsh comments and give her a hard time, okay? Because I don't need that back pressure coming back on me, all right? I'm showing you this so you can go view it if you want to see what I'm talking about, and it's public information. But don't give her a hard time, please. I'm using her as the example that this study was talking about. Her bio, a kink. I don't even know if I can say that, but a frisky, I have to watch some of these words, a frisky by ER doctor, nerd, DC Marvel girl, Gryffindor, Star Wars, Grey's Anatomy. I love all frisky bedroom related stuff. DMs always open. I don't send bobs. And here's her first post. I just got the anger from earlier effed out of me. Haha, apparently my post made it to Huffington Post. So there's that. Plus, I wanted to thank every single one of y'all that commented and so on and so forth. I cannot click on any of these pictures. I can't, because they're very adult. So I can't post, I can't click on many of these pictures and posts. As a matter of fact, this is as far down as I can scroll before I start running into rated this stuff. Seriously. And now you ask me, oh, what, you don't want her to be your doctor? No, I don't. When I see it's party girl and she uses words like this and she's, I just do not see her as professional. I just don't. And you know something? Hey, if somebody disagrees with it, that's fine. That's fine. But when I picture a doctor, I understand they have personal lives. But what I don't need you to do is, if I'm a Biden supporter and you're saying F Biden, or if you're a Trump supporter and you say F Trump, already you're setting up to be very antagonistic, to be in your face. I just don't find that a professional, and I wouldn't find it professional for an attorney that did that either. And the whole point of this is saying, hey, people do judge you on your social media, which is why I don't have social media, or what I do is not real. It's just one that I can surf. It's because people will judge you. Now, if I saw somebody that was athletic and running a triathlon and vegetarian and, you know, the diet makes 90% of your health and early to rise and early to shine and be active and be healthy. Okay, now we're talking. That's health related stuff. But when you're talking about being kind of, I don't know,
She was really a nasty freak.
Ah, when you're doing this stuff, I'm out. And this is the whole point of the study. So what was the result of the study? What was the reaction to the study? Well, most women posted normal bikini stuff, and that's fine, or bathing suit stuff, and complained. But the people that they were actually talking about, which might be this person, now I wouldn't go there. And so what did they do with the study? After all this, and the study's been out for what, 8 months? They decided, not only did the journal that published it decide to retract it, but then they apologized for it. Why? Because apparently somebody got their panties in a bunch and they were offended. Whoop-dee-doo. But if you actually looked at the study and the way it was conducted, maybe it's not the world's most serious, and maybe their data wasn't good and all the rest of that. But by looking at the hashtag on this stuff and following it, you can see almost everyone is complaining about literally nothing. They cherry-picked one little thing out of this study that was, hey, don't be doing risque shots in a bikini or underwear. And from that, that's their takeaway. That's their, let me pull up this mid-bikini thing again. Let me pull this up again. Because the whole point of this was to tell you, and again, most of these, 99.9% of these photos is not what they were talking about. This isn't it, but there was one I saw earlier that it was another example of exactly what they're talking about. Let me see if I can find it quickly for it right here. This is another one that they were talking about. She's standing there in see-through underwear with a book in front of her with no top. I don't want that for a doctor. Call me a jerk. Call me old-fashioned, whatever, but that's not professional. I wouldn't want a lawyer. And if it was a dude standing there with a book in front of his pipe and the rest of him, even if he was six-pack and athletic, and I'm sorry, I'm out. That's just too unprofessional. I don't know. I want to hear what you guys think. Am I just being a stick in the mud, or is there just a point in time where you want somebody that's going to take care of your health for goodness sakes and take care of you? Don't you want them to be the most professional? And again, if you're like this and I don't see it and I don't know about it, and you come in and you're like, hello, Mr. Joker, today I've done some studying and I see and what we should do and tackle this and let's go at it. Hey, I'm down, because I don't know the rest. And if your social media is you working out or being professional and you with your family, and even if it's in a bathing suit at the beach, I don't care. But when you start talking about the weird stuff and the naughty stuff and all this other, I'm out. I'm just out. I don't know. I want to hear what you guys think. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. And if you have, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. I'll leave it there. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And I guess the takeaway here is if you really don't care enough and you're saying, I'm okay with having these pictures out there, good for you. Good for you. But you missed the point of the study, because I, just like the people of the study, I'll find another doctor.